The Arizona Cardinals staying local with their draft. It's been a common theme in many ways, and guy who's very excited to be able to stay local and stay for his hometown team joins us right now in the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. The selection in the second round, the first pick of the second round of the Arizona Cardinals, Byron Murphy, the cornerback from the University of Washington and Saguaro High School, joins us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Byron, I'm Dave. This is Gambo. Welcome to the show. And I'd say welcome to the Valley, but you've lived here for almost your whole life, so I'll spare you that. How about that? Welcome to the Cardinals. I'll say that. How does that work?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, let's talk about it. I mean, obviously, to get drafted by your hometown team, I'm sure you were disappointed that you didn't go in the first round. We know that the Arizona Cardinals had you top 10 on their draft board, and when they saw you standing there and still available in the second round, it was a no-brainer for them that they were going to take you. Was it bittersweet that you wanted to get drafted in the first round, but also that you ended up with your hometown team?
Yes, sir. I just knew God had a plan for me. You know, obviously my mindset was set in the first round that I was probably the best corner in this draft. But, you know, God, like I said, God had a plan for me. And look what happened. I get to stay home. I get to be a part of the Bird Gang. I get to just stay home with the Cardinals, like I said. Growing up, watching them my whole life, it was a dream. So now today, it's a dream come true.
When did you get the first indication that you were going to be the first player off the board on Friday? When did that first clue come in for you?
It was kind of the next morning after the draft. After the day one, kind of next morning, got on the phone, I was talking to a coach, kind of had a conversation just about life, talked about everything, and then after that, kind of had a feeling, you know, I have a chance to stay home, and after that, you know, I just sat back, kind of realized, you know, I knew God had a plan for me, and whatever route it was, I just had to go with it, and then now I'm blessed today with the route he gave me.
What was that first day like for you? When you look back on it now, I mean, I guess it was a week ago from right now, what was that day like for you waiting around wondering to hear if your name was going to get called in the first round? What did you do? Who was around you? What did it look like? What did it feel like?
It was very emotional, you know. I had my whole family there. So I stayed home for the draft, had my whole family there. Very emotional, I'd say. My name didn't get called. So after, kind of walked off. Not, I wouldn't say mad, but I just knew my time was coming. Kind of, you know, emotional, cheered up. Had my agent Z come and talk to me. Had a great conversation, told me to keep my head up, stay positive. So after that, I walked out the room. I told everyone that was at the Airbnb, the house that we got for the draft. I told everyone to listen up. He put me on the mic. And I just made sure that everyone, you know, nobody showed no sad faces. Everyone stay happy because at the end of the day, I'm blessed for this opportunity. And whenever my name gets called, that's my time.
I was talking with Brock Heward on Friday morning when I kind of had the feeling and knew you were going to get drafted with that pick early Friday morning. And he was raving about just the system in Washington with Jimmy Lake, the secondary coach, and the schemes and pro style and pattern reads and multiple coverages and everything you could do from cover one, cover two, cover three. Why was Washington the right fit for you to get you ready for the National Football League?
Yes, sir, definitely. Washington was a brotherhood, you know. Going through that whole high school process, Coach P, Coach Lake was someone that I connected with the most. And then obviously having Coach Lake probably is the best DB coach that I've had. And obviously, you know, the best defense, like you said, the schemes, everything that he was teaching us, he has, you know, he has showed us everything that he's been through. He's been in the NFL, so he has NFL talent. He went to the NFL. He also has NFL defense that we can learn from, obviously. And just keep getting better from practice. You know, he come in every day. He'll help us out, even not on the field, off the field as well. Becoming a man was the biggest thing for me. Also, having my son, you know, how to learn new things. Coach Pete, on the other hand, being the head coach, the way he did everything, like I said, the brotherhood that we had there, the culture, was everything that, you know, someone I could look for and grow as a person and also becoming a man. Well, you know, Coach Lake was just someone who always taught all of us to just compete every single day. Obviously, he's been through a lot. With going to the NFL, coaching NFL level, college level, anything that you can really, you know, anything that you kind of could think of, he's been through. So all the support that he provided for me, I just want to thank him. I can't thank him enough.
Yeah, you end up in a great system because a lot of kids end up just really doing press man and they don't know what it's like to play in the NFL. You're going to be NFL ready. I was fascinated by the story, your cousins, Justin and Kiana White, who were born with that rare form of dwarfism. And tear in my eye, man, watching how close you are as a family and how much they support you and how much you support them. And it was a fascinating, riveting story when I watched it, and I didn't really know about it. But just talk about the process with them, because I'm sure a lot of people saw that. What was it like for your two cousins that were born with the dwarfism to see you get drafted, to enjoy that moment with you?
You know, the biggest thing I would say is they've never missed a game. Every time I played in Arizona, they've always been there. We grew up together. I've always, you know, had their back. They always had my back, looking out for me. I'm always going to look out for them. But the biggest thing I would say is the support, and supporting me in everything I did. So just coming in every day, going to practices, going to whatever it is, the film room, I just know I had to keep going hard for them just because that bond that we always had. I just knew I had to keep working for them, and they always motivated me. Dustin and Kiki, you know, they're always here for me. I'm always going to be there for them. And the biggest thing I would say, just, you know, they're family to me. I love them. You know, some people kind of look at them different because of the, you know, the kind of type of rare disease they have. But I always tell them, just be yourself. That's the biggest thing. Always be yourself. Even if someone looks at you different, and, you know, you always got me to support you, I'm always going to have your back.
Strong message. Good stuff. Byron Murphy joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Had you met Patrick Peterson before the car show a couple of weeks ago, or is that the first time that you had a chance to meet him?
That was the first time I got a chance to meet him.
Okay, so to tell me that meeting and now knowing that you're going to be teammates with him, what, given that he's one of the best in the league, how do you kind of process all that, Byron?
First time meeting him, you know, asking him the questions, how's mini camp, you know, what'd you do to get in the playbook, all those questions, you know, that I was going to that I'm at right now. But, you know, going in to play with the Cardinals, you have a vet, like you said, Patrick Peterson. It's amazing for me just to have the opportunity to have a vet there, because I can pick his brain. I can ask him questions and obviously learn how to be a better pro like he is. So just having a vet like that, you know, you can learn from and obviously get, you know, get your playing better coming in, watching all his film and all that. And now that he's here, he's a part of the team, now I can just go in, ask questions, and get better with him.
Well, I would imagine, and this kid's been an absolute stud since the second he got here, but Buda Baker, who played at the UW, I imagine, yes, you know, that connection, too. He's been amazing. I mean, he's been such a great player, and I'm such a big fan of his. But how about the connection between you guys? How much have you talked? How close are you with Buda?
Me and Buddha's brothers, you know, when I first got there, I redshirted, so I was kind of in the back just watching how they did everything, kind of, like I said, learning the playbook, learning the culture there, how they run out their defense and everything. But he was always someone that, you know, when I first got there, took me under his wing. So just watching everything he did at practice, going 100% like on his game, you know. Me and his bond is great, you know, me and him are brothers, and now it's crazy that me and him are back on the field and get to play with each other again, so. Let's get this thing going. I'm ready.
Well, Byron, we're excited to have you here. Congratulations on being drafted by the Cardinals, by being stay-at-home. I know a lot of people just absolutely love this pick. The Cardinals had you so high on their draft board. Thanks for swinging by, spending a few minutes with us. We will touch base with you at some point in the very near future,
congrats.
I'm sure.
Congrats. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me.
You got it. Byron Murphy joining us, Culture Automotive Group Sportsline, Culture Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, yeah, I mean, listen, and Infiniti.
You said it, man. They nailed these second-round picks.
They do.
They nail them.
I've gotten to the point
picks are gold.
Where I, as funny as it is,